I was saying to Anne just beforehand that I've basically gone from doing 3 podcasts in a week to doing none for the last month. I'm not sure if I remember how to do this.
Do what?
Hello, welcome to the Messy Pew podcast. His name is
Andy. You forgot the name for a minute, didn't you? You forgot the name of our podcast.
You see, I really wanted to say, hello, welcome to Skillshare, the gaming wellbeing podcast from the name of my employer. But that's not it. That's not us.
No.
This is not
we are the Messy Pew podcast. It's the Messy Pew podcast.
Messy Pew. His name.
Your name.
Not Zach. His name is Andy.
And your name is Andy.
Indeed.
In case you had forgotten, because you know.
And we have took an unexpected hiatus. We've had a bit of a break in podcasts for no other reason apart from, I think when we recorded the last batch, we weren't organized enough going into the Christmas period to actually work out when we were recording next. So,
yeah, we sort of did Christmas and then stopped before we decided when to do the next one, didn't we?
Yeah, I think it's all about how the lead up to Christmas is really crazy and we didn't actually do anything practical to kind of help us kind of manage that, apart from just embracing the madness. But that's okay.
But yeah, we're back.
We're back, it's, and if you've returned to us, thank you.
It's a new year. It's 2022. You have to say that quickly so it doesn't sound like 2022. like 2020 version.
I may or may not
have
gone to a party.
You mean
particularly over
work?
You know, yeah, I've definitely not gone to any work parties over lockdowns or anything like that. Looking at you, Prime Minister. Moving on.
No, I've just taken to drinking in the car park outside work of an evening. We don't have a garden.
I'm not sure how to follow that up apart from I can picture that. And I can picture you kind of anyway, let's move on. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. Yeah. Yeah, how are you? How was Christmas?
Christmas was a bit of a blur, but in a nice way. We managed to like see a few people. My good lady wife, I was incredibly well organized. We got out and about. We managed to squeeze in just before the schools broke up. We went to cinema for the first time in flipping ages.
Oh wow, what did you go and see?
Oh, Spider-Man No Way Home. It was, I know you're fed up of hearing people talk about it, I know your level of interest over it is minimal, but oh my word, what a film. What a film. If people walked into it with high expectations, it was one of those rare movies that kind of smashed those expectations to bits. And if you ever do watch
Good.
It, if you ever Good. Watch it blind, I'd love to hear what you think about it, because apart
and
from
if I watch Matthew, it blind, I won't have much to say.
Well, I just what I meant was, if you walk into it without having watched the previous Spider-Man movies, I'd like to know what you thought of it without kind of going in with fanboy masks on. Because
it's
such a good film. It's not just a Spider-Man superhero flick. It also looks at, there's some really kind of weird themes in there. And I say weird because you don't expect kind of popcorn superhero movies to really spend a lot of time thinking about grief and hope and what does it mean to do the right thing. And
these are the Spider-Man ones with Tom Holland in, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, because when I think of Spider-Man films, I think of the, what's his name? Tobey Maguire ones from like the early 2000s. Were they early 2000s or were they late 2000s?
Early, yeah.
Yeah, those are the ones that come to mind.
Yeah, you see, I think when I went to watch those films, I'd just seen like the Batman Christopher Nolan trilogy, and I went into those into those Spider-Man movies. I'm like, not quite the same gravitas. Sorry, Tobey Maguire fans. And this was, yeah, this one,
yeah,
is awesome.
Yeah. To be fair, over Christmas, I recorded the other Spider-Man films with Tom Holland in, and because they're on TV. I haven't watched them yet, but I did record them. So I might see them one day.
Yeah.
I recorded a lot of other films as well that I haven't watched. So
I recorded Doctor Who and the Daleks in kind of 1970s.
Oh, the really old one.
With Peter Cushing as Doctor Who in.
Which one was Peter Cushing?
He played the first Doctor, but not the first Doctor. It was like very much a movie based on the Daleks. And what about Dalek Mania at the time?
I've Googled him. Yeah. He is the one famous. That I was thinking it was. Yeah.
But yeah, that was my Christmas. You?
Good. Yeah, we had a good Christmas. It was busy. I was talking about this with some people at work the other day, where Christmas is different to other kind of time off you take from work, isn't it? Because it's while you don't tend to come back to quite as many emails and stuff having gone on because everyone else has been off as well.
That's true.
Or at least most of them have been off. Yeah. So you kind of come back to kind of 20 instead of 200.
Yeah.
And it's not like going on holiday where you're just going on a holiday, is it? It's just like you're seeing family, you're seeing friends, you're doing things with your kids, which obviously you would do on holiday as well. But
it's all like, about making memories.
Yeah. And you're like trying to, put quite a lot of effort into remembering what day of the week it is.
You see,
it just sort of feels like intermission, doesn't it?
Well, yes. But probably one of the best pieces of advice that I saw over Christmas was, if you've got to the point where you're struggling to remember what day of the week it is, that is probably a good sign. Because it probably means you are relaxing. You're not thinking about work. And you're leaving those stresses behind.
That's because I saw on Twitter someone say that forgetting the days of the week during Christmas is proof that time is a social construct and isn't really a thing, which I disagreed with quite.
Naming
time is a social construct, but time itself is time. So to answer your original question, yes, we had a really nice Christmas, did lots of nice things. Felt absolutely exhausted and
just
had a nice time.
And after Christmas, we had New Year's. We've not done an episode since New Year's, so we should probably talk about New Year's. And have you got any New Year's resolutions? We're a churchy Christian podcast, and everyone talks about New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, I don't particularly do New Year's resolutions. Do you?
No, to be honest, I just get very aware of lots of people talking about it, and the amount of emails coming into my inbox saying, try reading the Bible in a year. Make that your New Year's resolution. Which, I don't know.
Do you have the same response that I do to that? Where it's like, do I have to? Like, and I'll read the Bible, but do I have to read all of it?
Yeah. It's like, and scroll on. Ignore. Not sign up to that service.
Yeah. I sort of made an accidental New Year's resolution between Christmas and New Year, where... So I don't tend to drink very much wine. And on... So either Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, I can't remember which, I tried a bit of the wine that my wife was drinking and went, oh, that's actually quite nice. I should drink more of this.
Okay.
which Sarah took as my New Year's resolution, that was to drink more wine.
So, New Year's resolution... Start of January, known as Dry January or whatever it's called for a lot of people.
Yep.
Your New Year's resolution.
Drink more wine. Yeah.
Drink more wine.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, I think I've had one glass of wine so far in January, which is more than I've had in any other January. So
January, I was going to say, it's January the 13th. Catch up.
I'm just going for drinking more wine, not becoming an alcoholic.
Oh, this is yeah. It's probably a good thing that we don't release the video feed.
How many glasses is that you've got on your desk?
I don't have any glasses on my desk, thank you very much. I just have one cider can. Anyway.
So should I tell you a bit about what I do instead of New Year's resolutions?
Yes.
To move on.
Let's have an attempt at content.
So I, rather than having a New Year's resolution, which I think for me, a New Year's resolution is about something you're going to change or do differently. I write myself a list of things that I'm going to try to achieve during the year.
Okay.
Which I call my hit list.
Right.
So I've got a few things on there. Some are more simple than others, some are quite big. I've got on there that I'm going to try and take up running this year.
Okay.
I haven't started yet. And I have no intention of starting yet because it's cold outside.
I'm just going to say Couch to 5K app.
Yeah, so that's the what I've listed on my put on my list after that is Couch to 5K.
It wasn't too painful.
Do you run? I didn't know you run.
Well, I've got some trainers, and I've tried it once.
Okay. So what you mean is that the first session of Couch to 5K isn't that painful?
Isn't that
the one where you just like go for a walk for 20 minutes?
No, you kind of go for a walk, then a run, then a walk, then a run. And it just keeps repeating until you want to die a little bit.
Is that easy? Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah. Easy. Okay. So, and then the next one on my list after learning to run. Is learning to run the right word? Like, I know how to run.
I'm sure you can run if you need to.
So after that is to complete some kind of sponsored endurance event for either raising money for the charity I work for or another charity that I decide on at that point. And by endurance event, I mean anything more than getting to the end of the road. I'm not committing to it being any longer than that at the moment.
You could stream your own solo edition of the Messy Podcast for the Messy Podcast, the Messy Pew for 12 hours straight.
See how Let's see how well I do it, at my first resolution of drinking more wine, and it might be the messy podcast. Oh dear. So would you like some of the other things that are on my
yes,
list?
Yes, go for it.
So one is that I want to do my first all grain brew. So I do a bit of home brewing. And I've only ever done it from kind of kits where kind of most of the work's already done for you. So I'm going to do my first one where I do it from the kind of from scratch.
Well, fair show.
So, you know, to add more to the alcohol side of this equation. It's all right, because I've got running as well. So drinking more, running,
it balances. But I like to imagine out. It. Well, there's also the learning, the patience involved in making it.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, plays into the whole kind of monk thing that I was talking about the other time.
Yes.
I think that was on the podcast I spoke about that, wasn't it?
We covered monk beer. Becoming a monk might be one for another time.
I'm not becoming a monk.
You are a little bit, but we'll move
on. I'm not becoming a monk.
If we just say that you are a little bit, that plans the seed for the story of the podcast moving forward. So when did you become a monk? Going back to this.
I'm not becoming a monk. Okay, let's just be clear on that. I like their beer. I'm not becoming a monk.
Anyway.
I'm losing enough hair without having to force it out.
You have to be
amazing. So they make the bald patch on the top of the head and it's falling out on its own without me doing that, so... There we go. So I'll carry on with my list. So one of the other ones on there is to teach my two boys how to play ukulele, because they both have ukuleles. That also involves me learning how to play the ukulele.
Okay.
But I figure it can't be that different to playing a guitar.
You'll be fine with it.
And if you are a ukulele player listening and are insulted by that, you can contact Andy to moan about what I just said.
Please direct all complaints to messypew@gmail.com or messypew on Twitter or Instagram.
Okay. And then there's there's quite a lot of things on my list actually. But the other one I will mention is that I've put down to explore simplicity. Before Christmas, when I was praying, the word simplicity kept coming to mind. And no, I am not becoming a monk. I'm just going to explore simplicity and start making their beer. Okay, that is it.
For the record, I was going to ask and try and delve a little bit more into what you felt was meant by simplicity. I was going to take it seriously. I was not going to use that as an excuse to suggest that you become a monk.
I know you
don't believe me.
No. So what kind of things would make it onto your list, Andy, if you were to write a list? Let's make this about you for a minute.
Wow, what a way of kind of throwing me into the... depends, see if I sink or swim or
very much straight under the metaverse,
no list making or anything like that. But I'm also very aware I've got a bit of blocked up nose coming out, so if I sound terrible when I talk, and I mean more so, I apologize and I blame the other Andy. I am intrigued to see where this goes as a podcast. And continue to find ways to kind of market and release and basically share what we do. I may have suggested earlier a little bit of what we could do. Stay tuned for that or not that or whatever happens. I've got this mad idea, actually. I've got this mad idea about taking photos of Lego figures to illustrate the themes in the Bible as you read through it.
Yeah, you mentioned this an episode or two ago, didn't you?
And
that's something you'd been working on.
I was very aware just before New Year's that it was something that I was intending on doing in the new year. We're now 13 days into the new year, and I've got notes based around the first 13 chapters. What else? One other thing. I've got this kind of crazy idea for our website. I've not quite got my head around exactly how to market it yet, but basically it's a place to go to answer that question, that massive adulting question. When something goes wrong, or if you have a question about how something works, what do you do now? So it'll basically be a place where I imagine be based around like some sort of FAQ type engine, and you can type in something like washing machine flooding, and it'll give you a list of ideas of things to try, and or what can I recycle, and it'll give you advice based around that, all that sort of adulting help stuff, which basically it's mostly stuff I've googled and just kept to one side.
So essentially you want to create something like what's it called, WikiHow.
Yes. Yeah. With
useful content.
I wouldn't.
Apologies to WikiHow editors and owners.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more targeted to practical pieces.
A more specific WikiHow or a more niche WikiHow. Yeah.
Indeed. I guess my big theme is to actually try and put some of the ideas that have kind of crept into my head and won't leave, and take those ideas and to action them.
Some creativity.
Yeah.
Cool.
So now you have successfully put me on the spot, and you've put the spotlight on me to see what comes out.
Where to me now, aren't you?
I'm just talking, and with no actual scripts.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is our moment to cool time, find some peace, leave our lovely listeners to it, remind them and remind each other that we don't have to read the Bible in a year. That's okay if we don't want to do that. We are also awesome human beings. We don't have to be carried away by this fad that is, it's a new year, improve yourself. And I guess you are awesome. God loves you.
Yeah.
And if you would like to say hello to us, please find us at The Messy Pew on Twitter or Instagram, or send us an email to themessypew@gmail.com.
Okay. And just to add to that, I saw a really interesting, really good post on Twitter earlier today that said that being successful doesn't mean waking up at 4 a.m, doing ice baths and cold showers, meditating 4 hours a day, going vegan, or working 24/7. It means, you know, being successful, which can be done any way you want to, preferably without cold showers. And ideally without feeling guilty that when you commit to reading the Bible in a year and you don't manage it.
And on that note, we'll say goodbye.